sharing from my heart in Christ to your dear hearts a message I've entitled, God's Word is a Power of God Manifesting, Made Real. God's Word, tremendous power of God. Hear what he says about this in 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. And have you ever thought about why it is that one person you will share the gospel, the good news about Jesus Christ dying on the cross for our sins, he rose from the dead, and how people can have the gift of life eternal, just open their hearts to receive him as Lord and Savior? And some people get annoyed and some people welcome the good news. Well, precious ones, there's so much power in the good news, the gospel. And to one that is being saved, it's life unto life. And the one that is not interested in salvation and perhaps will never come to the Lord, even though God wills that all mankind be saved, to them it is a reminding them of death unto death, eternal separation from Father. They're not aware of that, but it makes them feel irritable. This is an understanding that I can back up with Scripture, and if you need that, just contact my office and I'll look for it diligently for you. I've read it in the Word. But you know that the thing is for us to know the power of the Word. I really want you to realize the power of the Word. Oh, the Word is so powerful. 1 Thessalonians 2:13 says, and I say it from my heart and I hope you will too. I thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I receive your Word as it is in truth. Receive your Word as it is in truth, the Word of God. That works in us who believe it. One of the greatest things you could do to bless your life in Christ is choose to believe God's Word above your five senses, above your feelings, above your circumstances, because His Word works in those who believe it. And hear more about this in 1 Peter 1, 3-7. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, according to His abundant mercy, has begotten us again in a lively hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. So we are kept by the power of God. And God's Word says that His Word is the power of God manifest. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, so Father, once again, I just pray you stir up within them a love for your Word, Lord God. A love for your Word. But also in balance, help us to praise you and sit quietly at your feet and listen to you. Pray, yes, but listen to the living God. For you will speak to us, Father. Open their ears to hear you, for we know your voice. Amen.